We just decided to write a statement just to say that, in our view, the East African Community Summit, which took place on Monday, last Monday, is a failure. Because in our view, this summit was there just to take measures to implement what was decided by the AU summit in Johannesburg. They didn't. They only took as measure just to postpone for 2 weeks the presidential elections, and they didn't say anything on the municipal and municipal elections and the legislative elections. So we consider that summit was a failure.
So what do you suggest? What do the opposition groups think that should have been done by the EAC heads of state when they met Monday in Tanzania, Dar es Salaam?
Yeah, yeah. We think they should push President Nkurunziza Pierre to withdraw, not to apply for a third term as president. That is the first thing they should do. Then they should postpone all elections, both municipal and the legislative and presidential elections, so that we could talk to create a very good environment for elections. And the third, they should help us just to set up elections, fair elections, free elections, and inclusive elections.
Now, but the ruling party CNDD-FDD said that the opposition participated in the municipal and legislative election despite your boycott. So it was free, fair, and credible. What do you say to that?
No, no. The CNDD-FDD went in the so-called elections with his political partners, which are a wing of FNL party with COPA. It's a group of small political parties who put themselves together and formed a coalition. That coalition is a partner of CNDD-FDD, and they went also in these so-called elections with a wing of UPRONA party. We didn't go in these elections. No, because we considered there were no elections. The manner they were organized, we considered that there were no elections, so we didn't participate.
As opposition groups, you know, when the EAC met, they chose somebody to help mediate and try to resolve the crisis in Burundi. Are you pleased? Are you happy with the decision taken to have a mediator from the heads of state among them to help resolve the crisis in Burundi?
We are not. We are not. Not at all. Because they should not resume the mediation. Because we had two mediators. We had Mr. Jinit, Said Jinit, and now the Mr. Whose name I don't remember. We all already had mediators. What the ESA should do is to implement what was decided in Johannesburg by the summit of African Union. So to say that they put another mediator, that is to escape the responsibilities. So we are not happy. I could also say that even if President Museveni is a wise personality, he can't resolve the problems, all the problems we have, in only 2 weeks. It's impossible. That is impossible. That is to escape their responsibilities. So we are not happy with the decision taken by the EAC summit last Monday.
So has the opposition decided to write an official petition to the EAC to complain about these concerns you have?
Yes, Yes, we did. We did today, and I think tomorrow they will have our petition.
So you are the opposition. Basically, is rejecting President Museveni as somebody to help resolve the crisis in Burundi.
We can't say that we reject the President Museveni, but we say the way they proceeded, the decisions they took are not appropriate, are not a decision which will help to find solution to our problems.